Orient Occident Unity is launched at meeting today, April 20, 1912, Washington, Washington, D.C. Times. Successor to Persian American Educational Society organized. The Orient Occident Unity, succeeding the Persian American Educational Society, was formally launched today at a meeting in the home of Mrs. Arthur J. Parsons, 1704 18th Street, when the preamble constitution and the bylaws of the unity were adopted. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, leader of the Baha'ist cult and one of the distinguished philosophers of the Orient, arrived in Washington from New York this afternoon and attended a musical and reception in his honor at Rauscher's. Tonight, Abdu'l-Bahá will deliver an address at the third and final session of the second annual conference of the Orient-Occident Unity in the lecture hall of the public library. While the subject of the address by Abdu'l-Bahá has not been formally announced, it is stated at the headquarters of the Unity that the theme of the talk will be along the lines of world's peace and the work laid out by the Unity. He also will deal with the mysterious and wonderful past of Persia, it is stated, and will speak of plans for the advancement of his country among the nations of the earth. John Barrett, director of the Pan-American Union, will speak of the relations of Pan-America and the Orient at the meeting tonight. Samuel Gompers, president of the American Federation of Labor, will speak of the success and progress of labor through organized labor. Professor Herman Schoenfield of George Washington University will deliver a short address, Persia Immortal. And Mirza Ahmad Sohrab of Esfahan, Persia, will have for the theme of his talk, The Hand of Persia Stayed, But Not Paralyzed.